Anything else?
I think we have a problem with Sharon Thomas. She flunked a poli-sci exam. Now the girl wants to quit school.
I know. I drove her to the bus station a couple hours ago.
Oh, you didn't?
Yes, I did. Then I drove her right back. There's some nasty-looking people at the bus station at 6 a.m. And I told her, the best way not to end up like them is to stay in school. Then we had some hot cakes and came on back. And that's one thing that's not nasty at the bus station, hot cakes.
You are very good at your job.
I know that. Now, is any more dorm business on the agenda?
That's it for me.
Well then, Miss Vincent, this meeting is adjourned, and goodbye, dorm director. Hello, love of your life.
There is just one other thing, but it has nothing to do with the dorm. Do you know that today is a very special day?
I know that.
Oh, you did?
I certainly do. I never forget an important date. I am a human calendar.
Really? Then what do you have planned for today?
Something special.
What are you going to wear?
Something nice. Very nice. I might even buy a suit.
Ooh.
I might even rent a tux.
Then you might be just a little bit overdressed when you go to renew your driver's license.
Yeah, but I look good in the photo.
Sir, we had our first date 1 year ago today. This is our anniversary.
I knew that.
Oh, don't you?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Not again.
Three blackouts in 1 week? What have these women got plugged in up there?
Now, why do you just assume that it's the women?
Because y'all can't leave the house or use your hair curlers, hair clippers, hair roller, hair dryer, hair weave, hair remover. All we need is a comb.
Yeah, and it shows.
How about this as an opening sentence? When the first kernel of corn was sown, so were the seeds of a great civilization.
Can I ask you a question? Other people are writing their papers on Mayan temples, human sacrifices, sexual taboos. Why are we writing about a vegetable?
Well, it was very crucial to the Mayans.
And sex wasn't?
They died out, didn't they?
Ugh, I hate corn.
You even hate corn on the cob.
It's the enemy of all teeth. It gets all stuck up in your gums, and you have to spend the rest of your meal trying to dig it out of there.
Okay, I have a new anthropological theory. The Mayans died off because they were too busy picking corn out of their teeth to procreate.
A full basket of illegal appliances from the women's floor. It was like going trick-or-treating at Sears.
Walter, I need my hair dryer.
Whitney, is that you?
No. Walter, I cannot go to my breakfast date looking like a wet spaniel.
Sorry, it is over 500 watts.
Have a good breakfast, Lassie.
Room check.
Okay, the next blackout, I'll pay for the fuses.
Lassie, go home. Hey, Quince, how's it going?
It's all right. I can't complain.
I hope I can say that after this room check.
I see a cord. Can a crock pot be far behind?
Ow! Oh, Pamela. I hope that's a talking crock pot.
Sir, I'm not from Alabama. I'm from Jasper, Texas.
Well, now that we've got that all cleared up, who is under your bed?
Come on out, Janetta. I think they know. Janetta, this here's everybody. Everybody, this here's Janetta.
Quincy, what were you thinking? You can get suspended for this.
It's my fault. I know I was supposed to be out by 7, but we slept through the alarm.
Who said you were supposed to be out by 7?
Walter.
You knew about this?
My question exactly.
See, Janetta's in the Navy, and she's shipping out for 6 months.
Let me get this straight. I'm not allowed to have a hair dryer, but he's allowed to spend the night with Barnacle Betty.
Whitley, your hair's dry. Why don't you go on to breakfast?
Whitley has got a point.
Look, I didn't know the girl was here till 5:30 this morning.
That's when I found her wandering around looking for the ladies' room.
Walter, the dorm rules are very specific about overnight guests of the opposite sex.
She said she was shipping out, so I said, make sure you ship out of my dorm by 7 a.m.
Walter, don't you realize that if this gets around, everybody's going to want to have overnight guests?
Then everybody will be disappointed. Now, can we leave so this child can catch a submarine?
Quincy, you are still going to have to appear before dorm
council. Jaleesa, I'm handling
this. Okay, we cannot condone this kind of behavior.
You are making much too big a deal out of
all this. Walter, I don't agree.
Well, do you agree that I'm the dorm director and you're not?
Well, I guess I can't argue with that.
Good. Then maybe we can celebrate our anniversary on our anniversary and we can continue with the room check.
Whatever you say.
Stupid, stupid, stupid!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing baseball history. A pitching duel of monumental proportion.
Mr. Wayne, Miss Brooks, what are you two up to?
Writing a research paper for anthropology, sir.
I see. And who's winning?
I am.
We've been working on this paper all day. We needed a break, sir.
Yes, I am totally burnt.
I woke up burnt out.
I just don't think that people realize how tough you students have.
No way they do.
Oh, no. I mean, heck, you work straight through Thanksgiving. You only get 3 weeks off for Christmas. Of course, then there's President's Day and Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Of course, then you got the Easter break. And, you know, the whole thing is finished May 22nd.
The 22nd? Dang, I thought it was the 25th.
Oh, 22nd. So you've got an average of what, 4 hours of class per day?
Yeah, about that.
Let me borrow your bat here. So, we have here is days times 4 divided by 24 carried to 2. Oh, boy. That means out of 365 days, you actually spend 35 days in school.
35 and two-thirds, sir.
Oh, well, excuse me. Yes, you're correct. So that means... just thinking about it makes me feel totally burned out. You know, I think I better carry these tired old burned out bones back home. Spend the rest of the weekend in bed. I probably won't even be able to make it to class, but if you should get to class, tell everybody I said, hey.
Hello.
Sorry, it's music. It's getting on my nerves.
Jaleesa, this is our song. Do you remember our first dance? You and me and Mrs. Jones? The four of us should have been on Soul Train. Uh-oh, something must be wrong with you. What is it?
You really don't know?
I really, truly don't.
The way you handled this Quincy thing is...
You know, I can't still believe you're thinking about this morning.
Walter, I just know that you would not have let a girl get away with having a guy in her room.
Quincy Tollison is a responsible guy. He gets good grades, and he has even better manners. He always calls you ma'am.
Yeah, I know, and I hate it. Makes me feel old.
Buonasera, I am your waiter, Leone, and this is your San Rossanigo Acqua Minerale 1989.
And what does all of that mean?
Mineral water 1989.
Good year, too.
Walter, did you have to say, I am the dorm director and you are not, in front of everybody?
Jaleesa, what happened this morning was dorm business. You know what your problem is? You get Walter Oakes, dorm director, confused with Walter Oakes, anniversary man.
Okay, so you always manage to separate our personal and our business lives.
Always.
Uh-huh. So why is it that at our last meeting with the administration, you had your hand on my thigh under the table?
Well, how do you know it was my hand? It could have been Dr. Combs. He's pretty slick for an 80-year-old man.
Okay, so maybe I'm overreacting.
You are overreacting, but I forgive you.
Oh, you forgive me?
Oh, no, there it starts all over again. Why can't you learn to just let go of things?
Why can't you learn to deal with feelings?
I can deal with feelings.
Then why don't you ever want to rent Sandra?
So this is a movie about a dog.
No, it is a movie about people and the relationship to the dog.
Then why didn't they call it People and Sandra?
See, and that's why I can't talk to you, because you can never take anything seriously.
Well, I took you to see Benji, didn't I?
You dropped me off and went bowling.
You know, this is why they made a man head the dorm instead of a woman.
Oh.
See, because y'all get emotional, you get worked up, start crying about nothing. It has to do with that little PMC, STP, BDB. You know what that thing is?
You know exactly what it is, but you are just afraid to say it.
Because we're in a restaurant. And this is our anniversary, and you are ruining it.
Oh, I am ruining it.
Lobster al diavolo for the happy couple. And now, in honor of your anniversary, I've prepared a little surprise. Me and Signora Jones, we got a thing that's going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Me and Signora Jones.
And so she says, you are afraid of your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You have no feelings. And then she walked out. If I didn't have any feelings, then why did I spend $88.96 on some lobster, designer water, and a singing whaler?
Well, if you spend too much on the lobster, it tastes like rubber. But spaghetti is not bad.
Nothing I said was right.
Mm-hmm.
It was like walking through a minefield. Everywhere it came out my mouth was like, I said, I forgive you. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you forgive? Maybe you should. Maybe you would. Maybe. I should get combat paper going out with this woman.
The vegetables are nice, except for the broccoli. You know, I never did like broccoli. It smells.
Mr. Gaines, are you listening to me?
Every word. You know what your problem is, son? You fight back. Pass me the salt.
Oh, I'm just supposed to sit there and go, you're right, dear.
Oh, I'm wrong, dear.
Oh, I'm stupid, dear.
If you want to be a happy man, you do. Now, Velma and I have been happily married for 39 years. And you know why? Because she always has the first word, and I always let her have the last. And she has most of the words in between, too.
I have been out with a lot of women, and none of them argue with me. So why would I rather be out arguing with Jaleesa than having a good time with somebody else?
Oh, now that's a bad sign.
All I want to do is do my job, be with my woman, and not have one mess up the other. Now, is that too much to ask?
Yes.
You know, if she can't separate business from personal life, then I'm going to have to do it for her. I'm going to fire her behind.
Fire? You do that, and she'll be about as tender as this lobster. You get in the rolls.
So what time you want to start tomorrow?
8 a.m.
Nah.
Better make it noon. We work better on depression.
See you.
Q! Hey, Q! The man of the hour!
What are you talking about?
Oh, anchors away, my boy. Anchors away.
Lord have mercy. Who told you?
Who didn't? Man, just tell me one thing. Was it true? Is she the centerfold in that spread, Women of the Armed Forces? I heard all she had on was a life preserver and a smile.
Not my Janetta.
Janetta, that's a frisky name.
My Janetta is a real lady.
I'm sure she is. Does she have any sisters?
You're talking about the woman I love. I was gonna marry her.
Well, you might as well. You already had the honeymoon.
She may not want to marry me now, after Walter throws me out of school.
Walter, what do you think about? Walter's one of us. He's cool.
Yeah, but Jaleesa isn't. She wants me to go before the dorm council.
Look, forget Jaleesa, all right? Trust me, Walter is the man. And the worst thing he'll have you do is wash his car. Then all you gotta do is bring the good turtle away. Do you?
Evening, Walter. How's dinner?
Stupid.
I still don't believe it. Quincy Tollison.
Don't let those country types fool you. They grow up fast on the farm.
Yeah, but Quincy.
Who?
Tollison.
Look, the point is, we are victims of a double standard here. Now, we get busted and the guys get certificates of achievement.
She's right. Can you imagine what Walter would do if he caught a sailor in one of our beds?
Oh. He certainly wouldn't say, as you were.
Okay, now.
I'm behind you girls 100%. But there's a greater issue at stake here.
She's right.
Walter Oakes is depriving us of our constitutional right to own property.
What?
He took her hairdryer again.
We were picked for this dorm because we are mature, intelligent women.
Here, here.
And the intelligent thing to do is to put a stop to this injustice here and now.
All right.
I say we have a silent protest against Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Until we get what we want, we won't talk to the man.
We won't talk to any man.
You can't.
I have a date with Calvin tomorrow night.
Okay, forget the silent treatment. We won't pay our dorm fees.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, we storm his apartment.
Oh, yeah. And reclaim our appliances. Meeting adjourned.
Magic, get up. You ain't hurt. Get it. Oh, they play that board too much. We act like you hurt. Fool. It's open. Get up, boy.
Can I talk to you?
The dorm director is out. He is closed for business. He will not be back until 8 a.m. This has been a recording.
I want to talk to the dorm director. I'd like to talk to the anniversary man.
About what?
I want to apologize.
He's listening.
Well, by the time I got about 2 blocks away from the restaurant, I felt really bad that I walked out on you.
That's because you realized you had to walk the rest of the way home.
No, that is not why.
Then why didn't you walk on back?
I don't know, Walter. I guess I would have felt a little silly.
Well, you know how silly I felt sitting there all by myself being serenaded? I had to sit through 8 verses of me and Senora Jones, Senora Jones, Senora Jones.
Now, you know there are not that many verses.
I know. My man improvised. Him and Mrs. Jones did their ting all over Italy.
Walter, I'm really sorry.
Well, not as sorry as you're going to be. I hired him for your birthday.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You'll find out on November 15th.
December 15th.
I knew that.
Walter, about this morning, I don't agree with the way you handle Quincy, but I should not have said so in front of everybody. I never would have done that to Letty. But I'm really convinced that if you had...
Jaleesa, I hate to interrupt your apology, but we have about 7 minutes left before the end of our anniversary. So what do you say? Do, 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 do.
We got a team going on.
Nobody's home.
Walter, you better get upstairs, quick.
Look, you remember what verse we were on, because when we get back, I'm taking you all the way to Scandinavia.
Ooh, yeah.
Switzerland.
Fly me, baby.
Peoria, Illinois.
I'm with you.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Can we go to Brooklyn?
Ladies, ladies, please. I didn't get too much sleep last night.
Brother, tell us something we don't already know.
Look, Walter's gonna like this one little bit.
Oh, Walter won't mind, haven't you heard? We're in the Navy now.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, that's some poop.
Walter, I didn't invite him up here. Swear to beans, I didn't.
Did somebody like to tell me what's going on?
This is where the action is, so we decided to move up here.
Mm-hmm. All we want are the same privileges you gave Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got them. You have my permission to spend the night with a man. This man. Sleep tight.
Walter, please, tell him you're just joking, please.
He might be joking, but we're not. We're not going until that double standard goes first. And I get my hair dryer back.
What do you think? Oh, now you have no opinion? Now is not the time to butt out.
Walter, do you really want to know what I think?
I really, truly do.
Excuse me.
If it seems I've been tougher on the women and easy on the men, that's because it's true, I have.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, Walter, what are you going to do about it?
Wait, come on.
Give the man a chance, okay?
I'm going to ask Jaleesa to form a double standard watchdog committee, and if a charge is brought against me, the committee finds it valid, then justice will be done. Okay. Now I'm going to have to ask all of you to leave because Quincy needs a good night's sleep.
I sure do.
Because tomorrow, homeboys are going before the dorm council at 9:38. Well, I suggest you wear a tie, bro.
Yes, sir.
In your case, it says you wear two ties.
It worked. Justice is done.
Talisa, tell me the truth. Am I really a chauvinist?
Yes, dear, you are. However, you do have such cute boys.